Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a charge on my credit card that I don't understand what it is, and y'all's phone number is what this comes up to. What is this place?
We're a call center, sir. We service over 100 different vendors, sir. How much you charge, sir?
Well, I'm charged. It came up as a $5. Let me get right here where I've got the paper. I'm unfolding it right now. It came up with a $5.74. The transaction was November 20. It was posted on 21 on my card for $5.74. Then on November 28th, there was a transaction made, and it was posted on my card on November 30th for $67.32.
Okay.
And it says what it has here, it says top quality, advanced, and has y'all's phone number here on both deals.
Okay, what's your zip code, please, sir?
Do what now?
What's your zip code, please?
75088.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Ernie, Ernie. Last name is McGuffey, McGuffey.
Okay, we have another name, sir. I wasn't able to locate your name. We have someone first name Teresa, last name McGuffey.
Yes, that's my wife.
Okay. For security purposes, sir, can you verify the shipping address, please?
Do what now?
For security purposes, sir, can you verify the shipping address, please?
2401 Woodrow Way in Rolette. 75088, but I don't know what I shipped because I didn't buy anything.
Okay, it's under your wife's name, sir. I can see what was purchased, sir. Give me one moment, please. Give me one moment, sir. The system is still loading. Give me one moment.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you so much. Okay, sir. Hello, sir.
I'm here. Do what now?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for patiently holding. I see here where your wife, on November the 20th, she paid $5.74 for the entry to win the cookware.
Okay.
Yes, sir. With that cookware, sir, she had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. If she did not win, they will charge her for the online discount electronic store membership fee, and she also received a $199 gift card through her email to purchase online gadget store.
No, that was not what that thing said. I was the one that read that. That is not what any of that stuff said on that deal. There was
Okay.
nothing about any price. There was nothing about anything on that deal. All it said is a chance to win. There was nothing about being charged anything. There was nothing about I was going to be charged anything at all. That was sent to my wife's email, which
Okay.
is Teresa McGuffey2@gmail.com. But there was nothing in that cookware that said you was going to be charged any amount of money or anything. It just said a chance to win.
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying. When it asked was she's 18 years or older, age, sir, when she clicked that box, she was agreeing to the terms and conditions, sir. But the charge is for the membership fee.
No, I don't. I didn't. I didn't. I didn't. I'm way over 18 years old. I'm 64, and there's no way I should be charged this.
Okay. I understand your statement, sir. First, what I have done, sir, is canceled you. Would you like to write down her cancellation number today, sir?
Cancellation? Yeah, cancel whatever you cancel me. I don't. I don't. I don't. I didn't. I didn't try to get anything from this. It just said a chance to win this.
Yes, it's a chance to win means, sir, a sweepstakes entry, sir. That's what it means. But I have canceled her for any more future charges. Would you like to write down a cancellation number today?
Yeah, I'll write down a cancellation day, but why, am I going to get my $73 back?
Since the charge was for the membership fee, I can credit back 35% refund.
No, we're going to credit back a 100% refund, or I'm going to call Cabela's card and have them cancel this what y'all have done.
Sir, I understand you're going to call your credit card company, sir. They still have to call us, sir, and read the term condition, sir. They're going to state they did advise you to call and cancel, sir. It is a sweepstakes entry, a chance to win. That's why you was charged, sir.
I understand what you're saying, but nowhere in there did it say anything about money. Not one penny.
I understand your statement, sir. Due to the misunderstanding, sir, what I can do is a 50% refund, sir.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, I just clicked on it, and it did not say anything about me going to have a $5.74 charge or a 67% charge. It said nothing on there about any of that. No.
Okay. Okay, sir. I understand your statement, sir, but you still was charged, sir. I can refund 50% refund, sir.
Well, you told me you could refund me 35%. Now we're at 50%. Let's just go on to 100 and refund my whole 100%.
I could possibly consult the supervisor to see what you can do by the charge. Give me one moment, please, sir.
Okay.
Hello, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I have consulted my supervisor about the charge. As a one-time customer courtesy, she has refunded for the $67.32. It will be credited to you in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so I'm going to get it back. I appreciate you doing that. Like I say, I did not purchase anything, and I didn't know that there was any charge in any of that stuff.
Okay, yes, sir. You have been credited, sir, and you have been canceled for any more future charges, sir.
Okay, so I'll get it back. It'll show back up on my card within 5 business days, right?
3 to 5 business days, yes, sir.
It's going to be the whole 60, the whole 7306?
7306, sir. No, sir. You're calling regarding by the 6732, sir.
Okay, but I've got $5.74 before that.
That's what the cookware entry, sir.
Okay, so I'm getting the 6732 back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Same conference. Have a great day.
I don't know.